Our parsha, of course, begins with the famous charge, Lech Lecha, Mi Artzcha, Mi Moladcha, Mi Beis Avicha, El Haaretz, Asher Areka. Avram is given the command to leave his homeland, his birthplace, his father's home, and go into the land, Hashem says, in which I will show you. Of course, we know this is a reference to the land of Israel. The tradition that we have from Chazal, quoted among other places in Avos Rabbi Nasan, is that this is one of the 10 tests that Hashem chose to test Avraham with, the test to leave his homeland and go on the journey eventually to the land of Eretz Yisrael. However, if we think about it, it's not clear why this is considered such a great test or even a test at all. After all, we read in Pasuk Beis, where the Torah tells us that Hashem promised Avraham that this would be of great success. Eschal l'goy gadol, v'avarechecha, v'agad l'shemecha, v'hei bracha. If Hashem told you, I want you to pick up and move, I don't know, for example, from New York to Los Angeles, but don't worry, it's going to be great, you'll be successful, become wealthy and famous. But you know, you are leaving your family and the neighborhood you grew up in. You know, would that be really considered a test? Even if I told you to move from New York to Israel, but I promised you and guaranteed you great success, fame, and fortune in Israel, would that be really a nisayon, a great nisayon that you would deserve praise for? Moreover, we know from Chazal and the Ramban, for example, speaks about this. It wasn't exactly like things were going well for Avraham where he was. He was in Ur Kasdim, and it was terrible for him there. Aside from the really life-threatening situations, which we'll get to in a moment, but the Ramban here says that they were mevaze him, they were mekalel him, etc. They were making life miserable for Avraham. He was an outcast there. So again, we can reformulate and even strengthen the question. If Hashem tells you, this place we are living in now, where you're miserable, and it's terrible, and you're struggling, but don't worry, if you travel really, really far away, I'll make you rich and famous, and you'll have everything you want in the world, and your children will be multiplied and prosperous for all future generations, would that be considered such a horrible test? Seems to be quite difficult to understand. And of course, the second part, the question, or perhaps another way of asking the question is, whatever level of Nisayon you think it was for Avram to pick up and move, but we know from Chazal, Rashi tells us in Parshas Noach, Perch Yudal of Pasuk Chavches, the famous story of the Kishon Eish, how he had destroyed his father Terach's idols, and his father had reported him to Nimrod, and he was forced to declare his belief in Avodah Zarah and rejection of his newly found belief in monotheism, and Avram refused, even at the risk of death. He was thrown into a fiery furnace. He survived because Hashem made a miracle. But he was, you know, that's one of the tests, perhaps, of Avraham, no question about it. And yet, it seems peculiar that that test is not even mentioned at all in the Torah. We know about it only from the Midrashim. We know about it from Rashi. But this test of Avram going down to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah spends so much time on, not only the initial command, which we read in the opening of the Parsha, but the whole journey to Eretz Yisrael, the challenges in Eretz Yisrael, going down to Egypt. The whole Avram story is, you know, it's interesting and it's up and down, but none of it would compare, you would think, to having to give up your life and being thrown into a fiery furnace. And yet that doesn't get any mention in the Torah. It's just hinted at, and Rashi picks up on the hint. And the ups and downs of Avram's journey to Israel and to and from, that gets multiple parshios and tens, if not hundreds, of psukim. What is going on here? Rav Simcha Zissel Broidy, in his very important modern classic, Sam Derech, here in our parsha, explains as follows. He says, in life, there can be two types of challenges of nisyonos. There are things which come unexpectedly, they're completely out of the ordinary routine, and they can be quite dramatic, calling on us to consider massive sacrifices, considering even our highest values, perhaps even to give up our own lives. These things are very out of the ordinary, very rare. Some people may go through all of life without having anything really like this, and even if we do, it can be very, very rare. And says Rav Simcha Zissel Broidy, while these things can and sometimes do happen, and as hard and as painful and as demanding and as challenging as they might be, says, generally speaking, people, even people who aren't considered great prior to that by any standard, but people generally will summon the momentary courage and conviction and do what's right despite the risk, perhaps, to reputation, financial standing, and even in extreme cases, their actual life. After all, says Rav Simcha Zissel, look at Jewish history, throughout Jewish history, from the ancient to medieval to even modern period, so many Jews, even the simplest of Jews, were willing to give up their life, to sacrifice the quality of their life, to risk everything during the moments of great persecution of Gzeros and Shmad. Because even though these are very difficult and demanding challenges, but when you have a challenge like that, there's a certain, I guess you could say, spiritual adrenaline that kicks in, and people are willing to rise to the challenge. However, says Simcha Zissel, there's a second type of challenge. The everyday challenges of Avodas Hashem. Day in and day out, there are challenges making it difficult for us to do the right thing, tempting us to do the wrong thing. It says Rav Simcha Zissel, obviously each in their own, one-on-one, in a vacuum, none of them compared to the first type of challenges we described. However, in a certain other way, these are actually more difficult, because it's, in a certain sense, more difficult to overcome challenges time after time, especially when each one of those challenges is not so objectively demanding that those challenges don't necessarily inspire that level of what I called before spiritual adrenaline. You know, to get up for minyan, to not speak Lashon Hara when your friends are doing so, to avoid eating at a place even though you're hungry or it looks delicious because maybe it doesn't have the right hashkacha. Endless examples. To learn Torah instead of watching the game, to go to a shiur instead of whatever. The same people who, in theory, could have given up their life if they were forced to, can't necessarily withstand these much easier tests on a daily basis. Says Hussam Derech, that's why even after the Nisyonis of Or Kasdim, Hashem still tested Avram with the journey to Eretz Yisrael and the famines, etc. Because even though Hashem had promised Avram the good life when he would get to Eretz Yisrael, but through that journey there were many day-to-day challenges that came up. And that's why this type of accomplishment gets more airtime, so to speak, in the Torah than Or Kasdim in the fiery furnace. It's a greater accomplishment, and it's more relevant and important lesson to our daily life if we're challenged like this.